In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This gospel reading that we've just heard are sort of the last instructions that the church gives us as part of the preparation for the beginning of Great Lent, which we begin tomorrow. And one thing that we should notice is that Christ said, "When ye fast," not "if ye fast," or "if you feel like fasting," but "when ye fast." Fasting is an essential part of the Christian life. Saint Seraphim of Sarov once said that if a man doesn't keep the fast, he's not a Christian, regardless of what he might choose to call himself. Now, of course, Saint Seraphim was talking about people who would refuse to fast by choice rather than by some necessity of health or circumstances. But if we don't have some reason why we're unable to fast, a good reason, fasting is something that we should be engaged in. However, fasting is not an end in and of itself. It's a means to an end. It's something that can be beneficial to us spiritually if we approach it in the right way. But if our fasting is going to be beneficial for us, Christ tells us about some of the things that we have to be doing for that to happen. And one of them is that we have to be a forgiving person. We're told in the Gospels that we should be like Christ. If we're a disciple, we should strive to be like our Master. And we know that Christ on the cross forgave those that had crucified him. And whatever wrongs other people might have done to us, nothing can compare to the treatment that Christ received from these people, and yet he forgave them. And so we are to forgive. And Christ tells us if we don't forgive, that we won't be forgiven. And this verse comes right after he taught the disciples the Lord's Prayer. So every time we say the Lord's Prayer and we say, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors," if we refuse to forgive our debtors, we're actually calling down judgment on ourselves, because we will be forgiven in the same way that we forgive our debtors. And if we're choosing not to forgive, then we will not be forgiven. Also, fasting is not for an outward show. He said, "Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." For one thing, Lent is not something that we should go into with a gloomy spirit. It's something actually that we should approach with joy. If we understand what it's all about, if we understand the spiritual benefits that we can receive, it's a time of refreshing. It's a time of spiritual renewal. And so it's something that we should greet with a smile on our face. And also, we should not fast so that we can appear to other people to fast. We shouldn't fast because we want to impress other people around us. It's something that, to the extent that we're able to do it, we should keep it to ourselves. And then he says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." During the fast, we're especially called upon to give alms. We're always supposed to be helping those around us. We're always supposed to be giving. We're always supposed to be supporting the work of the church, the advancement of the kingdom of God. But especially during the fast, this is a time when we should give even a little bit more. We're supposed to, ideally, be spending less money on food because we're fasting. I know that sometimes people spend even more money during the fast because they're trying to find all the meat substitutes and that sort of thing that they can. And I'm not saying that you should never use such things, but the purpose, the spirit of the fast is to eat more simply so that some of that money that you would normally use for yourself is available for you to give to other people. And so we should try to eat more simply. We should try to live more simply during the fast so that we can give to other people. And by giving of the blessings that God has given to us, we show that God is first in our life. We show that we really do believe that He is number one, and that as He has taught us, we are to love our neighbor as ourselves, because they're created in the image of God. And so by helping those around us, we're showing that we really do believe all that stuff that we say that we believe. In the service of Forgiveness Vespers, which we'll be doing right after the liturgy, One of the hymns that we'll hear is this: Let us set out with joy upon the season of the fast and prepare ourselves for spiritual combat. Let us purify our soul and cleanse our flesh, and as we fast from food, let us abstain also from every passion. Rejoice in the virtues of the Spirit, may we persevere with love, and so be counted worthy to see the solemn passion of Christ our God, and with great spiritual gladness to behold his holy Pascha. Amen.